Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we have our beautiful Syrian priestess activation session. I'm so excited for today. We're going to be channeling, we're going to be connecting to our beautiful Syrian teams, working with the Syrian Councils of Light and activating the beautiful divine feminine priestess within. For this session today, it's going to be an activation as well as energy work that I'm going to be doing on you, with you, for you, and guiding you through. I'll be letting you know prior to any energy work, before I connect to your energy field, and making sure that I have your permission to work with you as well before we jump into every part of the energetic work. For today, I really recommend that you have somewhere where you can be in a sacred space yourself, a place where you can close your eyes. You're not going to be disturbed. You can just be and receive and journey into this process. Because it is live energy work, it's normal to feel emotions come up. It's normal to even feel your body moving, to receive images. It's all part of it. And this might continue for the next couple of days as well. With the processes we're going to be doing today, it's going to support your deeper psychic activation, as well as deeper activation of your heart chakra and deeper work into your divine feminine work and your priestess work. Your priestess being the part of you that is a vessel here for the divine in this reality. So, my name is Athena Bailey. I'm a channeler and I'm so excited and so looking forward to supporting you in this work today. So we are going to get started now for this process. This entire process is channeled. I'll be connecting to the Syrian collective of light, tuning into their energies and channeling this entire process. So all you need to do is just lie back, relax, find a space where you can close your eyes, get nice and settled, and we are going to begin our journey and our work right now. So closing your eyes, taking a couple of deep breaths, getting nice and settled into your body, knowing that your body has been preparing for this. Your body knew intuitively that you were going to be a part of this work today and has been preparing over the last few days for you to receive these Syrian codes, these energies within you today. So with each breath, just feeling yourself going deeper into your body, knowing that this process today isn't about disconnecting from your body, it's about connecting deeper into your body, the embodiment of these light codes, the embodiment of this energy, and knowing how to be a physical vessel for these codes and these energies in this reality. And taking a moment just to thank your body. And we're just going to start the session with a gentle energy clearing. So I'm going to begin by calling into your space now with you, your beautiful spiritual team, your guides, your angels, your ancestors, your higher self who love you unconditionally only and are serving the light only to be here with us today. Guidance, for healing, for support today. Just feeling as your beautiful spiritual team come into this space to be here with you. And I'm now going to ask your permission to clear your energy field. So I'm going to clear anything in it that's no longer serving you, anything that doesn't belong to you, that's affecting you detrimentally, and any lower energies that I see in your field. If I have your permission to do this, just hold in your mind the vibration, yes. Good. And I'm going to take a moment to connect in and do that now. good. Just intending that all the energy that belongs to you comes back to you, and any energy that doesn't belong to you, sending it back with unconditional love to whomever it belongs. Many of you watching and attending today already know and understand that you have a deep connection to Sirius. So many light workers and light leaders on Earth have a deep connection to Sirius. For many of those who work with Goddess Isis or have had lives in ancient Egypt, which understood the sacred connection to Sirius as well, you feel this deeply and you feel this strongly, especially if you were an Isis priestess. You hold these memories in your soul. And your soul remembers the connection to sacred Sirius. And many of you watching this are starseeds who have had lifetimes on Sirius. And your soul remembers this as a Sirian starseed like myself. You have a soul memory of this. I'd like you, with your eyes closed now, to feel yourself being energetically transported now. Feeling yourself energetically moving into Egypt. And seeing before you now the Great Pyramid. And you might see this as an image, you might feel this, you might just know and intend. And you can visualize and imagine the Great Pyramid before you, taking in its huge, enormous size. Standing before it, looking up at it. And I'd like you to notice that you're connecting to the higher dimension. You're seeing not just third dimensional pyramid, but also the fourth and fifth dimensions of this pyramid. And as you look at it, you see that there's energy racing up and down this pyramid, and that there's light codes moving all around this pyramid. And I'd like you to see that there is a door at the front of that pyramid. And I'd like you, when you're ready, to visualize and tend and see yourself entering into this pyramid now. And as you do, you notice the energy changes. It feels sacred and mystical. And I'd like you to see yourself walking into this pyramid. You might be taken down hallways with sacred hieroglyphs on the wall. And you see these hieroglyphs, not just physically, but energetically, that they're alive. There's energy moving through them. Making your way through the halls, intuitively knowing that you're moving towards the center of this great pyramid. And as you move through the hallways, you suddenly find yourself there in the center of the Great Pyramid, in a huge open space. And as you look up, you see directly above you the apex of the Great Pyramid. And what you also see is that there is a beautiful crystal there, but it's not a physical crystal. It's energetic. It only exists in the fifth dimension and above. So whilst not visible on a third dimensional reality or through the naked eye, energetically, it's visible. And as you connect to it now, you can see it's a double terminated. So one point is connected directly to the top of the apex of that pyramid, and the other point is pointing towards you in the center of that pyramid. And you can feel its energy. And I want you now, within yourself, knowing that this great pyramid lines up perfectly with the Sirian star system, and that the pyramids energetically are a vortex, a portal to the Sirian star system. I want you to notice as this crystal begins to light up, and a beautiful blue energy begins to circulate in this crystal. As we set the intention now to call in the higher light beings of Sirius, the beautiful Sirian councils of light and the Sirian divine feminine councils to be here with us now, we humbly ask with divine love and highest intentions for all to connect with the highest Sirian energies. And as we send out that intention energetically up through us into the crystal immediately begins to light up. As an energy moves up from you into the crystal and moves up out of the apex of that pyramid, moving directly up, 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 up into the Sirian star system. And as this energy lands in the Sirian star system, a blue high vibrational light, always almost like liquid crystal energy, begins to come back down from the Sirian star system, move down, 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 down towards Earth, in through the apex of that pyramid, through that crystal, and move down towards you. And as it begins to enter your body, enter your being, begins to enter every single cell in your body. It begins to flow around your body into your auric field, and your body begins to vibrate with this energy. On an energetic and physical level, your energy begins to vibrate. And you understand intuitively, energetically, there is a clearing that is occurring. Your energy is being prepared. Noticing as this blue crystal liquid light from Sirius begins to move through you, clearing, clearing, shifting any energetic debris, and rapidly raising your vibration to the point where your energy in your body is vibrating. And the vibrations increase and increase and increase as the energy flows through each of your chakras, each of your energy centers, raising your vibration, and you feel yourself getting lighter and lighter as the energy builds and builds and builds, as you feel yourself moving up now, and you're taking up through this apex, up through this pyramid, you're moving up through this light, moving up, 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 feeling yourself transported through this vortex of energy that is created. Moving up past Earth, moving up past the planets, moving up, 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 and seeing in the distance now as you're being pulled towards the Sirian star system. Pulling yourself towards it like a magnet, pulling you, and you might begin to notice as you see the Sirian star system in the distance that there is a recognition in your soul, in your energy field, a recognition of the energy as you approach it. So you move up, up, up. And you notice that you are guided towards one specific planet of the Sirian star system. And you see yourself moving towards it. And as you do, you notice and see on this planet as you get closer and closer, that the planet is glowing with the most beautiful energy, and the energy speaks to your soul. There's a resonance that you feel in your body, in your emotions, a knowing a connection that transcends lifetimes. And as you look at this planet, you see that there is what looks like water, but it's almost higher dimensional water. It's a liquid that looks alive and has a beautiful energy to it. And it's all throughout this planet. And you see that there is land as well. And you see that there is nature, but it looks different to Earth. And as you're moving towards this planet now, intuitively being guided, you notice that you're being taken to one specific landmass that's circle-shaped and in the center of a large body of this water. As you see yourself going closer towards this landmass on this planet, you see that there is a pyramid here on this landmass. Beautiful large pyramid, but its structure is different. It's crystalline in nature, and it also looks alive and it's vibrating with energy, but the material it's made out of is different. And there is a crystal also at its apex. And you see yourself moving towards that pyramid apex, and you feel yourself just energy easily slide in through the top of that pyramid, through that crystal point, and see yourself landing now directly into this Sirian crystalline pyramid. And feeling as your energy calibrates, taking it in, look around yourself, see yourself in the Sirian pyramid. And as you see yourself in this space, I want you to notice that you're surrounded by Sirian priestesses, beautiful, tall beings. Some of them may appear just as light, others might appear as beings with a blue color. Other beings might look to you. They almost look like cat-human hybrids. And as you land in this space, I want you to look around to the beings in this space. And they're so happy to see you. They're so happy, and they're not saying this in words, but you feel it. You feel their joy that you are here with them. And they say to you, and you hear it not in words, but like an energy in your own mind, in your own being. We've been waiting for you. And you feel your heart expand in this space. It's indescribable, it's hard to put into words, but you feel a connection, a knowing, and a remembrance. Like you've been here before, like you know these beings. And as you land in this space and connect to it, and to all these beings standing in a circle around you in this space, I want you to notice that one being steps forward to you now. And she introduces herself to you. And she thanks you for being here. Thank you for connecting with us. Thank you for coming here. And she places one of her hands over your heart. and you feel an energy moving from her into you. And the energy feels almost blissful. And she says to you, you're here to remember and you're here to reclaim. She steps back now, letting this energy that she has just sent you integrate into your being, into your body, into your energy. She says to you, you have had lifetimes where you worked with us. There were many different priestesshoods and collectives throughout Earth's history that worked with us. This is not our first meeting, and it won't be our last. Earth is calling forth the Divine Feminine Priestess to hold the energies in her body that are needed by Earth. And you, in your lifetime now, chose to come to Earth to hold the higher vibrational energies in your body, in your life, to assist the consciousness evolution of planet Earth. This is something that you have trained for many lifetimes, and in those lifetimes where you trained to be a vessel, a priestess of higher energies, you mastered certain abilities, such as channeling, such as telepathy, such as healing. And your lifetime today is about reactivating and full mastery of these gifts and using them in service to humanity, in service to Mother Earth, and in service to the universe and the Creator. This is a part of your soul contract to serve the Divine Feminine. And feel within yourself the knowing, the remembrance. And knowing that this was not your first lifetime where you served in this way. It is so natural to your being to serve in this way. And she says to you now, we ask you to be a vessel for the higher Sirian energies. These energies have supported Earth's evolution at various times. In her history, we have come forward and worked with humanity to support them in their next evolution. This is why there are so many connections to Sirius that you see in your history, because we have always assisted humanity when it has needed us. And now we are calling to the priestesses who know us and our work and can hold and transmit the Sirian frequencies onto Earth. And she asks you now, are you ready to hold the higher Sirian frequencies within your body, within your being? And I want you to feel now as each of the beings of light in this pyramid raise their hands up to you and begin to transmit powerful frequencies to you. And you feel it moving into your entire energy system. Energy flowing through you, expanding into you. And as you receive this energy, I want you to notice that it swirls around your entire being, and you begin to see images, to receive visions and knowings and words related to the previous lifetimes where you have worked with the Sirian energies, lifetimes where you've served as an Isis priestess and connected to Sirius. Lifetimes when you've connected through other ancient tribes in Africa, connecting to Sirius, and other priestesshoods on Earth that connected to Sirius, and the lifetimes you spent on Sirius as well. Feeling it all rushing back to you, like dreams that you have simply forgotten that you have had, or flooding back into your mind now. And all you need to do is just receive. Your soul remembers. Your soul knows. And as you remember, it's like all these layers of who you thought you were evaporate, disappear, and emotion rise up with the memories of love and service and connection. And it feels like for a moment you forgot that this was your truth. And it's like you're a cup drinking up all of this energy that they're sending you. And you can feel it reactivating you on a cellular level, on a DNA level, but also on a higher level. And you feel as this energy around you and in you begins to stabilize now. As they say to you that they would like to anchor in and activate higher parts of your crown chakra and higher parts of your energetic womb to be able to channel more and to receive more, hold more light in your body. As they ask permission now to upgrade you in this and feeling now as they place their hands over your crown chakra. You might feel tingling and expansion at the top of your head as the opening occurs. And you can feel almost what feels like a stretching and an opening to your crown chakra. But this energy doesn't just sit at your crown chakra. They begin to move it down, moving it down through your body and connecting it into your womb, where you begin to feel that they do energetic work now for you. And they step back now. And you feel that energy moving through you. As one specific light being steps forward now, and she says to you, "I'm one of your spirit guides that is working with you in this lifetime to support you." And she hands to you what looks like a clear quartz crystal. And she says to you, "This crystal is coated with your soul imprint, your soul essence." And she says, "Bring it up to your mouth and see yourself breathing out into this crystal." And as it does, it lights up. And you see within it the soul contracts and soul purpose that you came here to fulfill. You see within this crystal the life that you are here to lead, how you are here to be of divine service, how you are here to serve humanity and assist Mother Earth's evolution. Just looking into that crystal now and seeing this, and she says to you that this crystal carries the codes of your purpose, your contracts that you came here to fulfill, your soul gifts and your soul essence. And just feeling yourself intuitively placing this crystal on your solar plexus chakra and feeling it melt into your body, into your being, and seeing as it begins to activate the energy in your solar plexus chakra. And as it moves through, it activates your lower chakras, your sacral, your base, and the energy moves up into your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown. The energy of this crystal sparking up your energy field with a remembrance of who you truly are, your soul essence. And feel in your being now, as you're so full of this Sirian energy, this Sirian frequency, it radiates through your entire being. As these light beings now bless you with unconditional love and say to you, it's time for you now to take this energy and anchor it into Earth now. And as they bless you, you feel your energy begin to vibrate again, vibrating faster and faster and faster. Vibrating, 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 as you feel yourself being pulled up out of this pyramid, through the top of it, so you're now looking down at it. And you feel yourself being pulled back up, up, up. So now you see the Sirian planet in front of you, and you feel yourself floating away from it, floating away from it, and turning to face Earth in the distance. and moving towards Earth now, getting closer and closer. And as you get closer, seeing in the distance the country Egypt and the Great Pyramid there, and feeling yourself floating towards it, and easily moving into that apex of that pyramid and landing back in that pyramid where you started. And as you land back into this Great Pyramid, feel that Sirian energy moving through you. And what I'd like for you to do is we're going to anchor this energy into your Earth Star Chakra. So connecting down now 3 meters below the Earth and tuning into your Earth Star Chakra. And what I'd like to do here is an activation to connect the Sirian frequency into your Earth Star Chakra. And if I have your permission to do this, just holding the vibration yes in your mind. Good. And feeling as a Sirian frequency that you have within you also moves down to fill up your Earth Star Chakra. And it connects into the higher grids that circle around Mother Earth. It moves into Mother Earth's energy, supporting her, raising her vibration, and affecting all humans by sending them this higher Sirian energy, vibrating at the energy of unconditional love, reminding them all of their divine nature. And as you bring your focus back into yourself in that pyramid, seeing that crystal energy still in your solar plexus, knowing that it's going to support you in stepping fully into your soul purpose, your soul work, your soul gifts, feel its energy pulsating in your energy. And I'd like you now to see yourself moving back through the holes that you came in this pyramid, moving back out of this pyramid and moving. So you're facing the front of that pyramid now and see yourself being transported all the way back into your body. And just keep your eyes closed for a moment because I want to ground and anchor this energy into your physical body, because we've connected fifth dimensionally and on higher, fourth dimensionally, fifth dimensionally, and in higher dimensions. But we want to anchor this energy in your body so you can be an embodiment for it. So what I'd like to do now is a light language activation to support this energy moving into your cells, into your organs, into your muscles, to your blood, into every part of you, for your body to vibrate at a higher level so your life can reflect that. It's not just your energy, but it's your entire life, your being, your body that reflects that. Tera taina ki tara steina totoru yotowa e karestina tai tera taina ki kerestai tera aina ki karayana tatara ara steina totoru yotowa em kura taina destara tai era temara taina ki karastaina tatara sta taina wortaina e karastina tatara wortaina a karastaina tatara yetera steina wotara tembara ikere tayara tara na marte yena tetaresti tarawata yekere korte yena ara steina tutoroiwata marte yena wata desteina ka kekiri steina tatara torte yena mataya ekare steina tetaratai torte yena watara ekare natayo natara ara yetere steina ka kekuri yena tere steina tatarai warta yena ikara steina tata Turta yena watarasta, kera, kikirita yena tetara, hiestareta yena kikiristaina tai era. Good. Feel that energy anchoring into your physical organs, into your cells. Good. As we give thanks to your beautiful spiritual team, your guides, your angels, your ancestors, your higher self for supporting us with this work today. Taking a couple of deep breaths, checking in to see how your body feels. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back.